If somebody eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, the locher is potter. He's potter from achilas Yom Kippur. Why is it Rashi Yoichel nevela Yom Kippur Mshogig? You forgot today was Yom Kippur and you ate a nevela. You potter the Rashi Michatis from being in a chatis for eating on Yom Kippur. Yenisa Yom Kippur Mchala lisa nevela. Because since the behema was first in nevela, so even before Yom Kippur it was also eat this piece of meat. Now that it came Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur is not chal upon this meat. Therefore, you do not have to bring a korban. Rashi v'im boi b'yom nisnablo, but let's say it became a nevela on Yom Kippur itself. Afilu hochi hoisa sura kodi yom kippurim mishum eva minachai. Still, it's considered the piece of meat was also teat mishum eva minachai. In other words, kol zaman you do not make a shchita, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat, either eva minachai, or else dies, it's a nevela. Therefore, it's considered this piece of meat was also before Yom Kippur. Therefore, when Yom Kippur comes, according to Reb Shimon, it's not chal the Yisr upon the meat. And if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring a chatis for the aveira of Yom Kippur. Ravina says another teretz. Now, filu tamer rabbonim. Even if you want to say this first price, it goes according to rabbonim, that avada we say Yisr is chal on the Yisr. Therefore, this tevel, now when you make it into a dough and it becomes chometz, avada would be also teat, mishum chometz also. No, mishi isturim mishum bat soicha chometz bilvad. The pshat from the drush before was the pasuk says lo soicha lalav chometz means what type of a dough are you yotzi mitzvahs matzah, only such a dough that the only thing that could go wrong with this dough is that it could become chometz. That would be the only yisur upon it. Mashen can hear yotzi zim shein isturim mishum bat soicha chometz bilvad el af mishum bat soicha tevel. But there are two isurim on this dough. First of all, it's tevel, and then also it's chometz. So when you have two Yisurim on it, there's such a dough, you cannot be Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Lo'yseichel olav chometz, shivas yom toichel olav matzahis, which type of a dough could you be Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah? Only such a dough that the only thing could go wrong with it is that it becomes chometz. But here that there's tevel involved also, you're not Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah. Shreti Gemara, midi bovad ksiv, is this true? Does it say in the Pasuk bovad? So Drashi Kroa Mashmo, the pasuk is mashmano, as long as there is an issa chometz upon this, even though it has other yisurim, so what do you could be yotze mitzvahs matzah? So the morelo machvata could be Rav Sheshes. We have to answer like Rav Sheshes said, that this goes according to Reb Shimon, that holds ein issa chal al issur, therefore the issa chometz is not chal on tevel. Therefore that's one reason why you would not be yotze mitzvahs matzah with tevel. Yes, the more vayta. Tana rabbonin. Yochol yoytze yodim gidecha vosei b'maisi sheni b'Yerushalayim. I would think that a person could be yoytze mitzvahs matzah with such a dough which comes from maisi sheni, as long as you're eating it in Yerushalayim, because that's the locha. You're allowed to eat maisi sheni in Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there. So if this dough is maisi sheni, what's wrong if you're eating it now in Yerushalayim? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says lechem oini. Lechem oini. What does that mean? Ma. Something that you're allowed to eat even when you're an oinin. This goes out. You're not allowed to eat maise sheni when somebody was maced and you have to sit shiva for him. So before the kfur you called an oinin means somebody, one of his kroivim died. Before they buried him, is called an oinin. Now an oinin is not allowed to eat maise sheni. So therefore, the pasuk says, lechem oini. What type of a dough could be yotze mitzvahs matzah? Such a dough that you could eat even when you're an oinin. Mashenki maisi sheni can eat then, so you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah with maisi sheni. Trashi mishenecho baninis, shemut aloichle kishu oinin. Even when you're an oinin, you're allowed to eat it. Dorish pe lechem oini, u maisi sheni enenecho baninis, tichtiv lo yachalte b'yoni mimeni. So you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore you're not yotze matzah with maisi sheni. Divrei Reb Yosi Aglili. This is the way Reb Yosi Aglili learns Pshat. Reb Yakiva Raimeno, Matzos Matzos Ribu. The Pasuk says Matzos, which is a ribu, any type of a matzah, even Maisa Sheni also. Him came, if so, Matamaloyma Lechamoni. Why does the Pasuk say Lechamoni? What's special about Lechamoni? Now, the Gemara means, Pratli Iso, Shenilusha V'yayin V'shemenu Dvash. That there's a special meat that we have Yedo. That you were nilish, you made it, not with water, but you made it with yayin, with shemen, udvash, you apostle. It's no good for matzah. Why? Because that's called matzah shiram. It's not called matzah oni. So this type of a dough, you're not yoitza because it's not roi, because it's not matzah oini. Instead, it's matzah ashira. Yes, the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Kiva, what's pshat in Rabbi Kiva? So, the mix of lechem oini, as I say, with a vav oini, to mash like lushan oinein, oni ksiv, poor. So, as long as the bread is like poor man's bread, or if you don't have any yain shemen advash inside it, you could be yoitza mitzvah matzah, even though it's made from mice sheni. That you're not allowed to eat when you're an oni. So what? The pasuk doesn't say with a vov. The pasuk just says like an oni, as long as it doesn't have yain shem l'dvash inside it. I think before Shem Yisakashia, before Luchur, we said the reason why you're not yoitza matzah with mei peris is because mei peris are machmitzim. Mei peris don't make chametz, and we know you can only be yoitza matzah with such type of a dough that could come with a chametz. So someone, so the kashia is why does Rabbi Kiva have to have a new pasuk lechem oni for him? Pshiti not yoitza. It's not born of a chametz. So someone answer, here we're talking about even if you have some water inside it. If you put some water inside the dough, and now you add yayin shemen advash, b'emesin, this dough would become chametz. But the reason why you're not yotze is because it's called matzah shira, it's not called lechem oni. So the more of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mi karinen oni, do we read it oni? Oni karinen. Since we read it that way, therefore it means loshen oinin, that you have to be able to eat it even when you have a mace in front of you. Rabbi Kiva answers, "Hi, the Karina by Oini. You know why we call it Oini? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says. The Yomar Shmuel, Lechem Oini means Lechem She'oinen in all of Dvarim Harbi. The matzah is like the symbol of the Seder Pesach by night that we say the whole God on top of the matzah. The Rashi says She'oinen in all of Dvarim, She'goyim all of Esahalel, V'yomim all of Hagodah. We say the Hagodah and the Halel on the matzah." So the matzah is the symbol of the night that we say oinanim olav dvorim harbe. That's why it's called lechem oini. So tomorrow, v'sava Rabbi Akiva, is it true that Rabbi Akiva holds isa do sheni lusha b'yayim shem l'dvash loi, that you're not yoytze mitzvah matzah with such dough that has yain, wine, or oil, or honey inside it? For Tanya we learned, ein loshin isa b'pesach, you're not allowed to make dough on Pesach. B'yayin v'shem l'dvash, with wine, honey, or oil. V'yim losh, let's say you did make the dough with these things. Reuven Gamliel leimet yisarif miyad. And Gamliel says you have to burn it right away. It is a chashash, maybe became chometz. You have to burn it right away. V'chachom the chomim say, yoichal, you're allowed to eat it. V'yomer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva himself said, shavti ha'yisi etzor Rabbi Lezer, I was once spending Shabbos by Rabbi Lezer, for Rabbi Yeshua, v'lashti lehem isa, b'yayin v'shem, or could be b'yomtiv, v'lashtu lehem isa b'yayin v'shem l'dvash, and I made for them a dough that had inside it wine and shemen and dvash, v'lo yom roli dover, they didn't tell me anything. So, here you see, you're allowed to eat this type of a dough, this type of a matzah. So the Mara says then, v'yafo pi shein loshin, mekantfin boy. Even though you're not supposed to make loshin, you're not supposed to knead it, of a mekantfin boy, you're allowed a sprinkle on top of it. So Marosla Tanakama, this comes out good according to Tanakama. Yeah. In other words, according to Tanakama, that you're not allowed to eat it. If you kneaded it with it, but here we're talking about you kneaded the dough just with water. Then the katfin later you put on top of it some oil, that's alright. No. Such a type of a dough that you're allowed to lash, you're allowed to knead it to make the whole dough with the yain shem l'dvash. You're allowed in the katfin, you're allowed to put on top of the dough, yayin shemen udvash. Aber v'yashayin loshen boy, like on Pesach, you're not allowed to be losh, you're not allowed to make your dough with yayin shemen udvash. He's alocha ein mekatfin boy. You're not allowed to shmir on top of it either. V'shovin, but everybody is moida, shein loshen es isa v'poishrin. This everybody holds. You're not allowed to make the dough for matzah with poishrin, with lukewarm water. Because lukewarm water, for sure, makes it become chametz very fast. So our core point of the kasha here is that here Rabbi Kiva made the dough and he put inside it yain shemen udvash and they didn't say anything to him. Mash miyulada biyotzi dechayvis matzah. And before Rabbi Kiva darshan the pasuk lechem oni, that you're not allowed to yotzi some matzah that has yain shemen udvash inside it. And the Gemara poshut lekasha, there's no stira. Ho biyomtiv rishon, ho biyomtiv sheni. And echanami, for yomtiv rishon, for leil pesach, he can't be yotzi mitzvah matzah with yain shem l'dvash. It's called lechem ashira. Mashenke, in the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, as long as it's not chomet, you'll not eat it. Kedyom aluhu Rabbi Yeshua lebnei, like Rabbi Yeshua told his son, Yoy makama, the first day, loy tolushali b'chalba. There is the first day for Pesach, don't make the matzah with milk inside it. Mikan v'elech, the rest of the days of Pesach, though, lushli b'cholba. Then you can make me matzah that has milk inside it. Shreti Gemara, is that true? Vatani, we learned in a braisa, ein loshen esisa b'cholav. You're not allowed to make dough, milchix, with milk inside it. V'yim losh, if a person does need the dough with milk, the locher is kol hapas asura. You're not allowed to eat such bread. With neher galavera, because we have to be afraid, since bread, you usually eat with fleshix also. So if you have a milchix, like a piece of bread, we're afraid you'll eat it with milchix. The same thing the opposite way. If you have a flesh of the bread, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a gzerim, maybe you'll eat it with milchix. Elohochi kome, but this is what he meant to say. Yoy mekama, the first day of Pesach, loy telushali bedufsha. There's matzah for the first night. Don't make it with honey. Because I need lechem oni to be yetzir mitzvah matzah. Mikan v'yelech, but the rest of the days of Pesach, lushali bedufsha. If you want to, you can make me the matzah even with honey. Because the rest of the days, you don't have to be yetzir the mitzvah matzah, as long as it's not chometz, alright? So that's the pshat. You're allowed to put Yain Shem Ludvash in the matzah, as long as you're not using this matzah to be Yetzah the mitzvah the first night of Pesach. The boy is saying another Teretz is Yerlom Bechalba. He told him to put in Taka milk. And Kadiyam Ravina, Kain Tura Shari Hokanami Kain Tura. If you make a bread that looks in a special shape, that you know clearly this is a milk of the piece of bread, that's mutter to make. Because then we're not afraid you come to eat it with fleshix. So if you make a special shape, a special size, then you can even make a milchix. So let's see Rashi before. Rashi learns that this din of Ein Loshen Es Isa. So Rashi shall not say is b'yayim Hashem lo dvash b'vnei shekroivim on meheros lahachmis. And the Tanakhama first heard, you hold, you can't make any dough on Pesach with honey or with yayim Hashemim because it makes the dough become chametz very fast. V'yayin odem yochel Hashem, a person can't watch it. L'fikachim losh tisar f'miyad. Therefore, if you did do it, you have to burn it right away because we're afraid maybe it became chametz. Because on we can't burn it. So Rashi wants the shayl I before we said that may peris ain't machmitzin. So how do you say here you have to burn it? It became chometz before we said may chometz doesn't make it. May peris doesn't make it chometz. So Rashi answers lakasha. Hach diu ein chayovim al chimutzei korus kama. That before that we said may peris doesn't make it chometz just means it doesn't make it chometz gomer. There's no chiyuv korus. So heavy chometz gomer. Elo chometz nukshevi, but it is chometz nukshe kolaim ra. V'yoyse chimetz hein memarin lahachmetz v'yeshul shomim. Such a chometz becomes very fast, and you can't watch it. Therefore, you're not allowed to make such a dough on Pesach. This is the way Rashi answered the shayla. We spoke about other mafreshim answered. Here we're talking about you have some water inside it. With water, then the meperis is machmetz very fast. Before we're talking about meperis by itself, that's not machmetz at all. Right? The Rashi says the chomem mayim teichol. So to start with the chum hold, you could watch it. Even though you make the dough with shemen, yayin, or dvash, it doesn't have to become chomet so fast. Rashi shout to you, Yisim in Shvisosi, Hoysa, Regal Pesach, Echot Eitzel Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Rebbe Kiva once spent the Pesach by Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. And there he made the dough with the yayin, shemen, or dvash, and they didn't say anything. So Teretz is poshit. That for the first night to be Yitzah Mitzvah Schoiva, you need Lechem Oini, you won't be Yitzah with matzah that has Yain Shem and Udvash. But the rest of the Pesach, he told you could eat it, because it doesn't become chametz so fast, you could watch it. So more about it, Vishovin, Shein Loshin, Esisa, the Poishrin. Everybody holds though, you can't make the dough with lukewarm water. You don't have to use nice cold water. That's the way the Maisa we do when we make the matzah, we make sure the water is Mayim Shalonu, that's nice and cold water, not lukewarm water. But the more Maishna Memnochas, why is matzah different than Alochas of a Mincha? The Tznan, we learn, Kol HaMenochas Nilushas V'Poishrin. All the Menochas, even though they're not supposed to be Chometz, they have to only be Matzah, still you are allowed to knead the dough with Poishrin, with lukewarm water. And Umishtamrim Shleyach Mitzah, but you have to watch it, that doesn't come Chometz. And the Gemara Poshit, Yomru Bizrizin, Yomru Bishain's reason. If we're said on the base of Midish, when the Kahanim Azoras watch it very carefully, there they make sure it doesn't become Chometz. So even though it's lukewarm water, they watch it very carefully. Mashenke in matzah, anybody makes matzah, there the Rabbanim were afraid, maybe you'll become chomet, so you shouldn't use lukewarm water. For tomorrow, Yehoch, if that's so, Milsas Nami Lisisa, why can't you like soak the wheat in water first? Alom Omer Abzeru, Omer Rababar Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Chitin Shom Menachis, the Chitin, the wheat that you use to make Menachis with, ain't loises in Oysa. You're not allowed to soak them first in water. The question is, why not? What are you afraid? You'll soak them, they'll come a little bit chametz. But let the Kohanim do it. They'll be very zoros. They'll soak it very fast and clean it off very fast. And it won't come a day chametz. And for the Gemara, Lisha bezrizanisa. Lisha b'shash you mix the water or the oil inside the flour by menachis. There's no shayla of chametz because the Kohanim do that. But lesisa leisa bezrizan. But lesisa, to clean out the wheat that you usually do before you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, that anybody does it, they will take afraid maybe you'll come today chametz. For the Gemara, for lisha meisa bezrizan, is it true that lisha? That means Rashi says kagoyin minchas machavas or macheshes or minchas mapataner shoyf noisa tchila esa chalis. First they bake it into 10 chalis. V'yachakach poisus noisan, and then they chop it up into pieces. But and then they pour the shemen inside it. But these menachos were baked before they brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. So the kasha such a lisha wasn't done in the Beis Hamikdash with the kohanim. That's the most kasha now. For the Gemara of Elisha, Meisav is reason, is it true that Elisha has to be done with the Kohanim? For Aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yotzek oleh ha-shemen, V'yheviya, el ha-koyin. So we dash in, Mikemitza v'yelech mitzvah skuna. Only when the koyin makes the kemitza, that means after we already chopped up the bread that was baked already, and now the Kohanim takes a handful of it, that you need a koyin. Abelimet al-yitzika o belila shekshere b'choladim. Vashenken, the Yitzika and the Belila is being mixed up, and the Vadi him making the dough before him can be done by anybody. And the Gemara now, Lisha Nami, Lisha, the Teretz is, Nehi, the Bezrizen Leisa, and Echnami does need a coin to do it. Anybody could do it, even his arm, or the Bemokam's reason, Isan. Hakoponim, it's done in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mokam's reason. Since it's done in the Beis Hamikdash, therefore we're not afraid by the Mnachis or come with the Chimuts. Therefore, there it's mutter to make to use poishrin. The Yom Amar, Belila k'shera bazar. Belila to mix it up is kosher bazar. Chutz l'chaymetz azora psula. But I call upon him if it's done chutz from the azora, it's like apostle. Therefore, since it's done in the Beis Hamikdash, for Mokim's reason, therefore we're not afraid even with poishrin it's kosher. La'afuke l'sisa, mashenke l'sisa, that's washing off the chitin themselves. The ain of his reason, for Leiva Mokim's reason. That does not have to be done even in the Beis Hamikdash. That you could do before you bring it all together. So there we're afraid maybe a regular person would do it. That's not Zorah, it's not Nizr, and they'll come with their chimutz. Therefore, that we don't let. For the Gemara, Maishinami Minchas Oimer. Why is it different than Minchas Oimer? The Tanya we learned. Minchas Oimer Loises and Noisa. By the Minchas Oimer, they did make Lesisa. First, used to clean off the wheat first. Vitsoivre Noisa Tzibur. Yes, this is the kasha. Why is Mincha Soima different? There they did make a lesisa. They used to wash it off first. Vitsoivinoisa, and then they used to squeeze out the juice of it. And for the Gemara, Tzibushani. Hey, the Mincha Soima, that was a korban tzibur. Like Rashi says, Tzibushani, Mincha Soima korban tziburhi. V'cholasokin shalom nasan api bezdin. Everything was done api bezdin. Ksirosa, the cutting down of it. V'hivub shalom lesisa korba bezdin. Of his reason, who? That's a teretz. So therefore, such a mincha soimer, which was done bezrizim, but by betzibur, they were not afraid to come with the chimitz. But other menachos, a regular zar can make lesisa, they were afraid maybe would come with the chimitz. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the lamed vov again. Lamed vov amar aleph, the bottom, there are two dots. Start again. V'shovin shein loshin esisa b'poishrin. When you make the dough to make the matzah, you're not supposed to use a poishrin, means lukewarm water. The water is only supposed to be cold water, but you're not supposed to put like lukewarm water, a little hot water inside the dough. Why? Because we're afraid it'll become chametz too fast, and you won't be able to catch it. You won't bake it fast enough. You let the dough like rise and become chametz. For the mora maishnam in menachis. Why is chametz different than halachas of a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash? The Tanan, it was learned by the Beis Hamikdash, that kol ha-menachas, all the menachas, niloshes b'poishrin. You are allowed to knead the dough with lukewarm water. Even though the mincha is not allowed to be chametz, it has to only be like matzah. Still we see you're allowed to use lukewarm water. U'mishtamrim shlo yachmitzu. And they used to watch it that it did not become chametz. So how come matzah also do the same thing? Put lukewarm water in the flour, just watch it, bake it fast, it shouldn't become chametz. And the Gemara poshet, imamru bizrizin, yomru bishain's reason. If it was said by a mincha mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash, who does the menachas? The kahanim.
A Kohen Nezaris, he knows the halachas very carefully, so he'll be careful to bake it right away. But Hashem came, B'Shein Nezaris, the matzah, anybody can make matzah. So they were afraid people won't know to watch it so fast, but rather they'll go ahead and wait a while and it become chametz. For the Gemara Yochiv, that's pshat that minch is different, because it's done by the Kohanim, milsas namil losses. How come the locher is, why can't you like clean off the kernels before you make the mincham? Milsis namilasisis means, Rashi says, wash off the kernels of wheat, and then like chop them off to make them fine, make them clean. Aloma omar abzera, how come abzera said, omar rabba bar yimi omar shmuel, chitim shom menochis, the chitim, the wheat, that they used to use to make the mincha from, ein loisis in oisa, you're not allowed to first clean it off in water and then like chop it down, because we're afraid maybe it'll become chametz. And the locher is most of the menochis are not allowed to be chametz. So you see, even by mincha, we're afraid maybe it'll become chametz. We don't let you wash it off first. Why not? Why is that different from the lisha? The actual kneading the dough, we say in the mincha, you are allowed to use poishrim, lukewarm water. So how come here we're not matthew to make lasisa? Now, tomorrow, Poshid, Lisha Bizrizin Isa. Lisha, who makes the Lisha? Who needs the dough? The Kohanim. That's the Havamina. So they watch it very carefully. It shouldn't become chametz. But Lisisa, if we'd want to clean off the wheat, the Zahu, any Yisrael that brings the wheat, they would clean it off before they even bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Lisha Bizrizin. Therefore, since the cleaning would not be done by the Kohanim, we don't let the wheat that's brought for the mincha be cleaned off beforehand, because we're afraid then it'll become chametz. For the Gemara though, v'lisha me'yisab is reason. Is it true? You're saying the chilek is lisha now that is done in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it true that the Kohanim do the lisha? B'yoksiv, the Pasuk says, v'ayotzek olei shemen. They pour the shemen on top of the mincha, v'yaviyah el ha-koyin, then they bring it to the koyin. So we darshin, mikemitza v'eloch mitzvas kuna. You know when a kohen has to handle the mincha? When do we need a kohen to do the menachis? Only from kemitza. The Torah of Rashi says even by a minchas mafetano, which means first you go and bake the challah, you make the matzah, you put mamish the oil into the flour and you bake it, and then you post soisepitim, then you chop it down into small pieces, and then you first pull oil a second time, and then the kohen first comes to make a kemitza. He takes a handful of this chopped down matzahs. So the kasher is, when do we need a kohen? Only from the kemitza v'elech, when the kohen comes to make the kemitza. But before that, and even a zar or Yisrael could do it. So b'shas they baked the bread, the mincha at the beginning, it was done by Yisrael. So Lima, we learn from this pasuk al yitziko b'lila shekshera b'chol adam. Even pouring the oil and mixing up the oil into the matzah that was already baked, even a Yisrael could do that. Now, when do we need a kohen? After you pour the oil into the bread, into the matzah. Now, to make the kemitza, the kohen makes the kemitza. So, the chur the kasher is then even lisha. Who does lisha? Even a Yisrael does lisha. So, b'zoi, why is it mut to do it for poishrim? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe we come with a chometz. The teretz is lisha nehi de bizrizin leisa. It's true. You don't have to have Kohanim to do the Lisha. Or Yisrael is also allowed to do the Lisha by a Mincha. But Akoponim, it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. They made the Lisha, they needed the dough to make the matzahs for Mincha, was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since the Kohanim was watching the Yisrael do it, they would tell them exactly, bake it fast, make sure it doesn't come with a chametz. The Yom HaMar, we learned, Belilog Shera Bazaar. Mixing it up is kosher with the Zaar. You don't need a kohen. Even Yisrael can mix it up. But if you take the mincha outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Azara, it becomes puzzle. So you see clearly what? That the mincha has to be the Lisha, even though it's kosher with the Yisrael, but it has to dafka be done in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Leafuke Lesisa Mashenken, cleaning off the wheat, the ain of his reason. You do not have to have a kohen to clean off the wheat. V'loy b'mokem's reason. And it's not even done inside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to clean off the wheat before you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the Rabbanan said, you're not supposed to clean off the wheat with wash it off with water. Because since it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash by Yisrael, we're afraid he won't watch it, and it'll come with the chimitz. So therefore, the sisa that's done with the Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't let him do it. Mashenkin the lisha, the mixing the water into the dough, even though using poishrim, lukewarm water, it's mutter, because it's done in the Beis Hamikdash. So I call upon the Kohanim, watch it and make sure you do a good job.
Yeah.
Why is a regular mincha different than mincha soimer? The Tanya we learned by the mincha soimer, mincha soimer, loises in oisa, they used to take a first wash off the soirim, a mincha soimer, that was brought from soirim, and they used to first wash it off first, and then with soivin oisa, then they would gather it together so that the water should drop, come off it. But I call upon them the mincha soimer, here they were allowed to make loisesin. They were allowed to even wash off the barley before they used it. Is the question why? We're saying before, by regular mincha, you're not allowed to first wash off the wheat. And the Gemara Teretz is, tzibur shani, a mincha soimer is a korban tzibur. It's brought by bezdin. Therefore, then nizur to watch everything. Like Rashi said, the first big line, tzibur shani, mincha soimer korban tzibhi. This is called the korban tzibur. Anything that's done there is done up bezdin. Everything is done by bezdin of his reason who. And therefore bezdin takes good care of it. So only the mincha soimer, that's a korban tzibur. But the regular mincha that's not a mincha tzibur, just a regular private Yisrael that brings it, they were afraid to let him do the lesisa, because since it could be done outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're afraid he won't be makpid to make sure it doesn't come with the chimitz. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, new Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol yotze yodam yedecha vosoy bibikurim. I would think if you have a flour that's bikurim, in other words, you brought the wheat to the kohen to give it to him, b'taras bikurim, that's the first wheat that grew from the shivas haminim that grows in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to give bikurim. You take off your first fruit, or here it's wheat that grew, and you give it to the kohen. So the kohen has bikurim. Now, the kohen's allowed to eat bikurim. Now, I would think, what, that a kohen that has wheat that's bikurim could make it into matzah, and v'yaitse mitzvah matzah with his bikurim. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. The pasuk says, "Bechol moshvaseichem toichlu matzis." You have to have matzah that you could eat any place you want, you could eat the matzah. We dashin matzah and nechelas bechol moshvaseichem, a type of a matzah that you're allowed to eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. Yotzu bikurim, mashen kein tfuah that was given to the kohen, v'teres bikurim shein necholem bechol moshvaseichem ela biYerushalayim. The halacha is bikurim, the kohen is only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since if you make matzah out of bikurim, you're not allowed to eat this matzah any place, only in Yerushalayim, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. Because matzah, the pasuk says, b'chol moshvaseichem toichlo matzahs. You have to be able to eat this matzah any place you want. Vashenki bikurim is only in Yerushalayim, you're not yoytze. Mo'adivu Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is the way Rabbi Yosef Glili dashens the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says a different drasha. He holds it's a hekish matzah mor. The posik is makis, and Rashi says, "Al matzis umrorim yechluhu." The posik says, "You're supposed to eat matz and moru together." Is ma moru just like moru? Shein and bikurim. Moru is made out of herbs that you don't bring bikurim. Bikurim you only bring from the zayin haminim. It has to be one of the shivas haminim. There's no shivas haminim that's moru. So therefore, moru cannot be brought for bikurim. Is af matzah the same thing when you want to be yotze mitzvahs matzah? Shein bikurim. It could only be matzah, that's not bikurim. That's the way Rabbi Kiva dashen makes this drosha. Or this limud, that you're not yotze with matzah bikurim. For the Gemara, if this is true, imam moror, shein b'mina bikurim. I'll tell you, maybe moror is only such, it's a min, these are what we use for moror, that you cannot bring bikurim at all from it. So maybe af matzah, the same thing, when you want to make flour, and you want to make matzah out of your flour, you know what type of flour you have to use maybe. Davka shein b'mina bikurim. Only a type of a flour that you cannot bring it at all for bikurim. Oitzi chitin. So then I'll